It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. A new book showcases personal stories and history of New Mexico. I recently talked with the book's three editors to learn more.
The book, Querencia, Reflections on the New Mexico Homeland, is out now, and we're honored to be joined by the book's three editors. Please welcome Dr. Spencer Herrera, Assistant Professor in Spanish at NMSU, Dr. Vanessa Fonseca Chavez, Assistant Professor of English from Arizona State University, and Levi Romero, New Mexico's first Poet Laureate and Assistant Professor of Chicana and Chicano Studies at the University of New Mexico. I want to thank you all so much for joining us.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, it is an honor to have you. This is a fascinating topic with so many voices sharing their personal stories on New Mexico, their homeland. I'd like to start with a basic question, though, about how this book was conceived. What were the inspirations? I would like to ask all of you that.
You know, Levi and Vanessa and I have worked for many years together on different projects, and we have talked about New Mexico as a homeland and the beauty that the state has, but also some of the complexities behind the state. And we looked at places who might be interested in publishing an article or a dossier about it, and we didn't get the reception that we were hoping for. And so then we reached out to University of New Mexico Press, particularly the editor of the Querencia series, Dr. Enrique La Madrid, and they were excited about the topic. And one of the things that we talked about was that there's been a lot of scholars who have written about Querencia in the past, people that we highly respect. And we wanted to bring in a younger generation of scholars, you know, to reflect about New Mexico and to think about New Mexico in a new light. And so that's kind of, we started this dialogue between the three of us. And then we invited a lot of scholars to join us, all different backgrounds, as you mentioned, Chicano, Chicana, Indigenous, Genisero, a lot of different voices to talk about a lot of different places in New Mexico and a lot of different experiences.
Experiences. Vanessa, can you tell us a little bit about how you were drawn to this project and you know, how the experience of your own background played a role in you wanting to be a part of this?
Absolutely. You know, Spencer was talking a little bit about these initial conversations that we were having in spaces like the Rocky Mountain Modern Language Association, the National Association for Chicana and Chicano Studies. So we were reaching out to all these individuals and really not getting, I think that we felt the sense that New Mexico wasn't being talked about in a way that we had hoped. And so we wanted to create a space to do that. But of course, having that conversation is particularly difficult. I think the three of us have very different ways of looking at Querencia. And part of that is what is so exciting about the work that we have done in that, you know, I view it from the perspective of someone who is always searching for a Querencia from all these different spaces that I've lived in throughout New Mexico and then also outside of New Mexico. And so I really appreciated the author's perspectives in this collection because they all come from different places, like Spencer said, within New Mexico, but we look at Querencia in very different ways. And so you have that very sort of, you know, Levi's Querencia is a Querencia that one might naturally go to in the scholarship, right? This is something that's been written about quite often. Yeah. But then as someone who is continually searching for Querencia, as in my case, it's quite different. And then you have Spencer, who is not from New Mexico, but is, you know, learning to appreciate what that means within a New Mexico context.
Levi, I want to ask you about your background, and you shared it with us in this book about growing up in the village of Dixon, a community located between Española and Taos.
Yeah, in fact, that the house that I write about in the introduction is the very house that I'm sitting in today. So it's my grandmother's house. I was raised here partly with her in the summers. The house has gone through some pretty drastic transformations since then. It didn't have indoor plumbing or electricity or any of those modern amenities at that time. But it's still really a beautiful thing to be able to be where I grew up, the place that I consider my home. And so, not as Vanessa pointed out, not many people have that that continuous connection to community, to family, to home, to place. But it connects, I think, to the indigenous model very well, which is the seven generations model. for me, and I think for all, the three of us, the most important thing about this book, one of them, is that that it enables others to contemplate their own sense of cadencia, whatever that cadencia might be, and to get them to think about it and to explore what their cadencia is. And if we can do that, then I think we've accomplished our mission. It's not only just to present 18 different viewpoints on cadencia by 18 different scholars, but to get countless of people out there now and in the future to consider their own cadencia, because things are going to change in the future. And it's always important to know where it is that you come from, or at least be able to think about it.
That was Levi Romero, Dr. Vanessa Fonseca Chavez, and Dr. Spencer Herrera, editors of the book Querencia, Reflections on the New Mexico Homeland from UNM Press.